With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Former President Donald Trump appearing at a campaign event in Las Vegas Thursday night. The GOP presidential nominee spoke to a meeting of the conservative political action group Turning Point Action. Donald Trump saying our country is in bad shape because of the current leadership.
This is terrible what's happening to our country. This is terrible. We have people that are grossly incompetent. We have the worst president in the history of the United States. We have the worst vice president in the history of the United States.
Also at SRNnews.com, President Vladimir Putin said Friday that it was Russia's business whether or not to decide to use North Korean troops, and said that if Ukraine wanted to join NATO, then Moscow could do what it wanted to ensure its own security. White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby says there may be more North Korean forces inside Russia than earlier anticipated.
It is possible that there are now more than 3,000 troops from North Korea that are that have been dispatched to Russia for outfitting and for training. The other day I said it was about 3,000. We believe that it's possible, and we're looking into reports that the number could be north of that.
The FBI says Russian actors made a fake election disinformation video seen on social media.
The video had taken off on social media on Thursday, but was debunked within 3 hours by local election officials and law enforcement after members of the public reported it. Officials said the fake is part of a broader effort to raise doubts about the integrity of the election and to stoke divisions.
That's correspondent Norman Hall. Israel has launched airstrikes targeting what it described as military targets in Iran in retaliation for a ballistic missile assault October 1st. There was no immediate information on damage in the Islamic Republic. You'll find more of these stories online at srnnews.com. A new study of America's men with SRN's Michael Harrington.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it reveals that 66% of adult males say the primary way they learned how to be a man was from listening to their father. Mom helped some too, and then there's social media. 18% of young poll respondents say what they see on the web has influenced how they believe they should behave as a man. Meanwhile, the Pew report reveals that young women are much more influenced by social media, more than twice as much as men. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The international abortion campaign is now targeting Antigua and Barbuda. Doctors, nurses, and activists there are fighting a law that largely bans abortions, igniting a debate about the issue on the tiny twin island nation. A top local court ruled this month that a legal challenge launched by a doctor and a nonprofit organization will go ahead as it dismissed the government's motion to strike the case. This is SRN News. A California man is facing new federal charges in connection with a courthouse bomb attack that injured 5 people.
Authorities say Nathaniel McGuire has been charged with using a weapon of mass destruction, damaging a building with an explosive, and possessing unregistered destructive devices. McGuire was arrested September 25th after he threw a bag with explosives into the lobby of a courthouse in Santa Maria. At that time, he was about to be arraigned on a gun charge. McGuire now facing a range of other charges, including attempted murder. Jason Walker reporting.
Spirit Airlines is cutting jobs and selling off some jets worth millions of dollars as the budget carrier aims to cut costs amid looming financial struggles and an uncertain future. Spirit says it has identified about $80 million of cost-cutting measures set to begin early next year. You'll find more details, more on these stories, when you log on to srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.